Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, now, I went down to Georgia for a while, for about 4 days, and now I forgot how to talk. Because sometimes, when I go back home, I just start talking like I used to talk, which was kind of like this. It wasn't exactly like this, but it was kind of like this, and I... Wait a minute. No, that's not... Did I... I mean, I did go to Georgia. I was there for 3 days, 2 days. I had the craziest trip, you guys. I know you're probably like, bumper car, you can't just put out an episode a month. I understand that. I know that. But life has been coming at me crazy fast. So here's what's been going on. Step one, I had to fly to Georgia to help my best friend out. We had to clean his parents' house out. I flew to Georgia. And then we drove to a place called Macon, Georgia. Macon bacon. Macon trouble. Macon. Yeah, I don't know. And we got a 20-foot tall. No, that'd be amazing. Do you know that you know the difference between tall and long? Probably, right? Like your height. That's how tall you are. Your arms, if you stretch them out, that's how long. I don't know. It's hard to explain. But you know when you're driving down the road and you see a big truck and it's really long, or a train that's really long? That's long. That's not a good description, is it? Huh. That's fine too. Anyway, it was a 20-foot long truck. And I mean, come to think of it, it was probably like 12 or 13 feet tall. It was pretty tall. And we emptied out the entire house and we were straightening and cleaning and going room by room and getting rid of stuff because his mom moved to where he lives, and so they were getting rid of the house, and there were emotions. I had emotions. There was a lot of nostalgia. We drove around. I've known this friend since we were 4 years old. I used to say 3 years old, but he contends that it was 4 or 5 years old, and so now I'm like, what? Oh, so... I did give a little bit of ground on the three, so now I'll say four. I'm fine with that. We met when we were in swim lessons, and this is how the swim lessons used to go, so just get ready, kids. They put us at the deep end of the pool, and our swim instructor was this woman, and I can't remember her name, but she walked up behind us in the deep end of the pool, a four-year-old. Several of us, and put her hand on our backs and pushed, sploosh, down into the water. That's how we learned to swim. And then she had this thing that she would kind of reach out into the pool and pull us back. And and that's a scary way to learn how to swim. I'm just gonna tell you. And so it was through that trauma, through that trial by fiery water, that we bonded and we became pals. And so this house. I spent more time in this house growing up than in any other house. And so there were a lot of emotions involved with that. Just, you know, walking room to room. And they have a separate little room. It's a bonus room is what they call it. Ooh, look at this. Your house has a bonus room. And it's above the garage. And it was never finished. It was kind of like a big storage area. And... it has this smell, and it's not a bad smell. It's just like when I opened the door to look in and see how much stuff was in there, I was hit by this smell. Now, smell is cool for memory. Like you can walk into some place and you can smell something, and your mind will just get flooded with all these memories where you're like, I remember, you know, this place. And you know, you can just close your eyes and you just know where you are, and it's just so cool. And so that's how it was. And we were down there and we're packing stuff. We get the truck. We're going to all these places, like, to eat, like, you know, oh, remember this place? Let's go get food there or whatever. And one of the places I went by myself, well, I had a big food day, which I do not recommend because my tummy still hurts, where we had barbecue and we had something called Brunswick stew, which is made in Brunswick, Georgia. And it's this stewy thing that you get at barbecue places, and it's so good. And after that, I went and I got curly fries, seasoned curly fries from this place that I really like. And then after that, I went to another place, a fried chicken place, and I didn't get fried chicken, but I did get a honey buttered biscuit. Oh, it was so good. And an order of fried okra, which is a magical thing. And really one of the only ways I'll eat okra, because have you ever had okra? It can be a little creepy, if I'm to be completely honest. I do like pickled okra, but only on very rare occasions. Stewed okra, no thank you. Too slimy, too creepy. You keep that over there. Fried okra? Every day, my friend. But I'm standing there, and, well, first, when I walk into the fried chicken place, you know how sometimes when you go to stores, people will say something like, "How are you? Welcome to my store. Hello, customer. Hello, friend." Whatever it is. All she said, and she just yelled it. She said, "What are you having?" And I was like, "Ah, that's a lot of pressure. Like, I didn't get to acclimate. I didn't get to get my feet wet." But I did almost get my feet wet, because about 5 feet to the right of the register, where you're, you know, buying the stuff, There was a giant hole in the ceiling where there's all these exposed like air conditioner pipes, and there was all this water falling, not even just dripping, but kind of raining. And it wasn't raining outside. This was internal raining. And there was a giant puddle on the floor. So there was a big pan that was full of this ceiling water, and then there was a big puddle on the floor. And the whole time I like experiences, and to me this is an adventure and an experience, and I was just like, this is what I want in the world. I want weird stuff like this. And what I ended up with, not gonna lie, again, a stomachache. And then that night we went to downtown Macon, which, I mean, it existed as a thing, but it didn't exist like this. And we saw a friend, and we had dinner outside, and there were lights, and it was gorgeous, and it was the best thing ever. Anyway, loaded the truck, drove all the way to Boulder, Colorado, 25 hours, so far, unloaded the truck, returned the truck, flew back home, so tired, but good, happy, right? Yeah. And then, on top of that, my little puppy dog, Banjo, who's a pointer, he had to go get a little medical procedure done because he's at that certain puppy dog age. And so he's running around the house with a cone, and he's already a pretty clumsy dog, right? He runs into stuff, but now he's got this cone on his head, and he hits me right in the back of the calf. That's like the bottom back of your leg, and it hurts so bad. And he's not aggressive about it, but he's very insistent, like, hey, I'm gonna hit you. I'm gonna hit you hard. I'm gonna continually hit you. Hey, guess what? I'm still hitting you. And it hurts a lot. But that's okay, because he just loves that much, right? And that's a sweet thing. What else is going on? Well, our trampoline broke, so that's no good, because the kids go on it every single day, and our neighbor kids go on it too. Dun, dun, dun. How did it break? Well, trampolines have these cool poles that go around that have a net. Somehow they broke one of the poles. That's broken. Cool. Can we fix that? I don't know. Oh, but wait. Hey, look. We also somehow managed to put a rip in the actual trampoline. Okay. Trampoline is gone then. No more trampoline. So I have to figure that out. And then we're going to have a yard sale in a couple weeks. And then I'm doing all this fun stuff for the school. I got to do a virtual, it was like an hour-long draw-along with my kids' school. It was like first graders, second graders, third graders. We drew something for the art teacher, and it was really fun, and it was a great time, and I want to do that more often. Speaking of more often, I want to thank Jessica Sager. She is our first Patreon person who Patreons. I don't know how it works, but it's fun. I didn't say her name last time because I wasn't sure if I was allowed to, but then I saw she's at the level I'm supposed to talk about her up and down. So Jessica Sager, you're the best. Everybody go to patreon.com/nattybumpercar if you want. I'd love it. I mean, I love you regardless, but I would super love that. It'd be cool. And then this episode is called Toe. Why? Because I broke my toe today. My little toe, my pinky toe on my right foot. Is that nice? No. How did I do that? I stood up and I walked directly into a very heavy cabinet. And I was on the ground. I yelped. I fell on the ground and I was just like rolling around like meow, 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 meow. And then, you know what happened, of course. No, Rufus T. Rufus didn't show up. Neither did Pig. But Banjo, my dog, he came over with his cone and he tried to love me to death.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.